Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined as always by Dennis.
Hi, Fran.
All right, so today we're going to talk about a newer LG CounterDepth Max refrigerator. So just to start real quick, we're talking about kind of traditional freestanding refrigerators and what is really a CounterDepth fridge. So we've heard that, and just to kind of put that term out there, what a CounterDepth fridge is, what that really means is that just the body of the refrigerator is going to be sitting with a standard 24-inch deep counter. So the doors would stick out past that, but you don't really see the sides of the refrigerator. Yep. So it gives you a much more aesthetically pleasing look in your cabinets, in your kitchens. So one of the things there with CounterDepth being a little bit more shallow than a traditional full-depth fridge, one of the things that we've always heard is the size and the space and the capacity there. Of course, as we always say, you know, Americans want bigger and larger sizes. So LG has seemingly come up with a solution to that. So talk to me about the LG CounterDepth Max.
Yeah. So basically what they did is just that, tried to answer that question of, hey, Americans are asked, what's the biggest? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest? What's the biggest? Remembering again, an 18 cubic foot fridge was the average family of four's refrigerator 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, like anything, we want bigger. Basically what they did here is they found a way to insulate the walls differently mm-hmm. with a different material, proprietary kind of material that allows them to thin out the inside, really. It's the same physical shape other than it's thinner walls.
Yeah.
And still get an insulated cold refrigerator mm-hmm. and maximize that, you know, that interior space and capacity.
Now there too, so talk to me there. Is there any issues? So you're talking about thinning the sides mm-hmm. and door. Any issues maybe with damage? Is it a little bit more fragile, for lack of a
It's a good question. No, I wouldn't say there's any issues there. I would say the big issue that we definitely see with that fridge, because it's resonating, the couple of things with that unit is the doors themselves to get this capacity. Mm-hmm. And you find this, honestly, with a lot of the Korean companies. The doors themselves have these door-and-door concepts. They're very deep.
Yeah.
Traditionally, if you had a refrigerator in a kitchen, your filler strip or your you needed to allow 3 inches minimum for that door to open to 90 degrees to get the draws out to be able to clean them. In these new Asian built machines, they are very deep, 5 to 6 inches deep. So we do get a lot of returns on these units. You have to really make sure that if you're retrofitting your old CounterDepth refrigerator or replacing a full depth with this new CounterDepth, you'll want to make sure you think about the door and the clearances, because they come back to us because people haven't thought through.
Absolutely.
They're just enamored by the size alone.
Yeah, nearby cabinet, walls, anything like that. Absolutely. But 27 cubic feet in a CounterDepth refrigerator is certainly something to consider. So
the only thing I would say there on that case, it is something to consider. They need to improve the interior of this unit. Honestly, they came out, it's a price point unit right now. It has it in studio and it has it in mainland, but I'm also going to tell you the interior is kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
The studio has a slightly better interior. I think they're onto something here, and you're going to see other manufacturers follow suit here in short order. But again, you know, interior quality bins and all that should be part of your story as well when you're considering just size.
Yep, no question. All right, so that's everything to know on the LG CounterDepth Max. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.